Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Do you have a great partner in your life? Are you early in the partnership or way, way into it like we are? Now, I have a great partner, the greatest partner imaginable, and I have some thoughts about why it works for us. I was talking to a friend the other day, a friend who has gone through the ringer in a relationship, come out the other end, and knows a thing or two about the challenge of a life together. She looked me straight in the eye and she said, "You two have reverence for each other." I had never thought of that before. I never used the word to describe something that Mary and I share. And my friend is right. Each of us holds the other in a special place. Whatever happens, whatever a bad day might bring, we revere each other. Now that might sound old-timey, but I assure you that reverence, respect, the benefit of the doubt, if you will, is about as timely and loving as any attribute can be. It allows us to be ourselves. It allows us to be enormously different and still hold steadfast to each other. I can prove it to you by telling you just how different Mary and I are, just how different we've been for all these years together. Mary's a saver and I'm a tosser. I have dumped old love letters, baseball cards, poetry, and my first car. She saves old letters in their envelopes, high school photographs, dried flowers, bird feathers, and rubber bands. When it comes to a lollipop or a lifesaver, I am a slow sucker of the thing, the goal being to make it dissolve slowly in my mouth, whereas Mary is a chomper. The victim is crushed and swallowed in a matter of minutes. Mary is passionate, opinionated on myriad matters, large and minuscule. She sees the world in terms of fairness. I, on the other hand, would have made an excellent arbitrator. I have the annoying habit of seeing value in almost every point of view. For a man, I am short. For a woman, Mary is tall. Do you know how many lovers have parted over this trifle? Do the words Napoleon complex mean anything to you? Mary suffers to sleep well. A night or two of rest every week, and that's a good week. I, on the other hand, inherited my mother's slumber gene. There are nights when I toss and turn. Okay, I never get to toss and turn. I'm gone to dreamland in 3 minutes or less. Mary has a busy mind. 8 irons in the fire, 13 issues on hold, a thoroughly busy desktop. As often as not, my screen is blank. I'm as happy doing nothing as I am doing an excellent job at a big project. Her calendar is intriguingly full. There are entries and sub-entries, dates vying with other dates, tasks that fight to erase each other. She is booked. The wall calendar of my life is largely open. Life happens, and I take it as it comes. I eat like clockwork. Breakfast between 7 and 8, lunch not later than 12:30, and dinner, well, let's just say that he gets too hungry for a dinner at 8. There are days when Mary forgets to eat until mid-afternoon. Mid-afternoon. It boggles my mind. Mary is a conversationalist. She's looking for someone to talk to. If she doesn't get a response, a partner in the dialogue, it's no fun for her. Me, I tend towards monologues. If Pollyanna has a little brother, it is me. I'm the kid who gets manure in his Christmas stocking and says, "Wow, where's the pony?" Mary tends to be a tad darker. Mary will take herself to task, assess and reassess a situation, figure out where she might have messed up, and set out to make it right. When she does place blame, it's on herself first. Me? Well, I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken. Are you getting the picture? There's a trick to a long, loving time together, and it is respect. You can be as different as night and day as long as neither of you thinks you have all the answers. Or, as I like to say about Mary and me, we are so different that between us, we make a well-adjusted person.